Hello, welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can also hear our broadcast at 7:15 on Sunday morning at WNVY 1070 AM, Pensacola, Florida, which reaches the Pensacola, Milton area. Also simulcast on 104.5 FM. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. May God bless you. Amen. Principle simply means the pattern and how it works. Amen. Hallelujah. Jude chapter 1. Jude, the servant, amen, aren't you glad he's the servant, of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Boy, he said a mouthful in that verse. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. My, I'll take that any day in the week. Amen. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this. Amen. Sounds like he's talking to the modern day church, does it not? How that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Oh, glory. Aren't you glad you serve a living God? Amen. Who's still on heaven's throne. Hello. Amen. He hasn't been abdicated. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody can take him off. Amen. Nobody can vote him out. Amen. He's there. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I am the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. He's going to reign. Amen. Glory to God. I said, he is going to reign. Oh, omnipotent. Glory to God. I know the world thinks that, amen, that they're God. But somebody's going to wake up one day. Amen. Hallelujah. And realize, amen, that there is a God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to do it on this side. I want to give him honor and glory. Amen. And one day, amen, I can have a part in what Jude prophesied. I saw 10,000, amen, coming back, amen, with the Lord, riding on white horses. Hey, I want to be a part of that crowd, don't you? Amen, hallelujah. Woo, amen, hallelujah. Amen, I feel like having church. Amen to God. Hell, I said, I feel like having church. Amen. God's got a salvation plan. Amen. He'll set the captive free. He'll open the prison doors, limited or bound. Amen. He knows how to break the chains of sin. Amen. Off of the life. Amen. And cause it to walk in godliness and true holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're living in a world that seems to want to move away from that business. Amen. I remember when the assemblies were the church across the tracks. I said, amen, that's that fanatical crowd. Come on with Brother Job. Amen. The only thing was, amen, when some of their loved ones got in the mess, amen, they went across the tracks to get a hold of that fanatical crowd, amen, because they needed something more, amen, than a dry, dead sermon. Amen. Come on with Brother Job. They needed some power from on high. Amen. To set somebody free. Amen. And deliver them from sickness. Amen. Or the power of the devil, whatever it might be. Amen. Come on, we'll be this evening. I felt like we had church this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, God come by and He's here the same tonight as He was this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, here Jude's right somewhere around 90 A.D. Amen. And he's writing that the church might earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. What did Jude say? Amen. He said, "Beloved, I gave all diligence." Amen. Why? It's important. Amen. We're living in a time when there's a lot of things that are important. You hear me? Amen. I was listening to several years ago. I was over at, amen, I think Tim calls it Frog Holler or somewhere over near there. Amen. Church and brother, amen. I tell you, amen, Brother McGraw was preaching. Amen. And I heard him make a statement. Sometimes what people say in the middle of sermons just kind of sticks with you forever. Somebody has got to show this crowd the way back across that river. You hear me? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, amen, somebody better show them the way back. Amen. The true righteousness. Amen. And the Christ. Hallelujah. If they don't, all is lost. Amen. I can tell you, He ain't coming back after just some religious crowd. He's coming back after a blood-washed man. Amen. The folks that He's coming back after, amen, they are zealous of good works. Amen. They've been set free. They've washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. They love not their life under the death. Amen to God. That's who He's coming back after. He ain't coming back after a bunch of professors, amen, that say they love God out of their mouth and their life says they love everything else better than God. Amen. Come on with Brother Job. If we love Him, amen, I can tell you our life will prove that. If we don't, it'll also prove that. Amen. Let me get where I'm going tonight. Amen. There, I want to just establish some basic facts. Amen. Jude writings, amen, said, "I want you to earnestly contend for the faith." Amen. He pleased that I will put you in remembrance, though you once knew this. Come on. What happened to folks that once knew? Amen. What's got wrong with them? Amen. They got to this place where they thought they'd found a better way. Hello. Amen. Brother MacDonald said, amen. He said, amen, the comforter moved out and the compromiser moved in. Amen. Come on with Brother Job. You hear me? Take a notice with me, and I'm not trying to sling stones tonight. Amen. But notice something with me tonight. If you look around our world and our nation, amen, the nominal branches of that have denied the moving of the Holy Ghost, amen, what have they done? They have embraced absolute apostasy and sinful conditions, have put them in their pulpits. Come on. Amen. I don't want to tell you the Holy Ghost ain't had anything to do with that. Amen. You hear me? Amen. I can tell you the chance of somebody getting saved in one of them places is almost none. Amen. Why, Brother Joe, you say that for? Amen. Because I can tell you there is no, amen, conviction without God's Holy Ghost. Amen. Dealing with hearts, man won't be convicted. He may get emotional. Come on. You tell sad stories and make folks emotional. Hello? But emotions won't get you saved. You got to have something more than that. Jesus said, "The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life." Amen. The words, amen, that come from that, amen, out of that pulpit must pierce right all the way through, amen, mind, emotions, and go all the way into the spirit of a man, woman, boy, or girl, amen, and drag the cover off of sin. Come on with Brother Joe. Woo! Amen, brother Charles Orrin Grandison Finney. Amen. Said it is the job of and the duty of every preacher, amen, to preach sin exceeding sinful. Amen. And to make every man guilty before God. Amen. And point him to Christ as the only means of escape. That is what God has called ministry for. Amen. That's what God has called, amen, folks to witness for. Amen. To tell somebody not how I profess Jesus while I still live in sin, but how that Jesus hath set me free. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Woo. I heard, amen, Jesus speak in John chapter 8, amen, around the 30th verse near there, whom the Son has set free. It's free indeed. I'll also be backing up a few verses. He says to them folks, amen, they've been lying to themselves and say, we're Abraham's seed. We've never been in bondage to any man. They're lying through their teeth. They're in natural bondage while they speak. And also while they speak, they in bondage spiritually. They bound in their sin. Amen. Jesus said, he committed sin. He's the servant of sin. Amen. What's he saying? Amen. If you bound by sin, amen, you're the servant of sin and you'll commit sin, walk in it, live in it, amen, and while you profess not to, you'll commit the things that are wrong. Come on with Brother Joe. Listen, amen, he said, if you continue in my word, amen, then he said, are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. The truth is a person, by the way, his name is Jesus. Amen. He shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad to be free tonight. Amen. I was time when I was in bondage. Amen. I heard Brother Tony McCullough say, I couldn't go home at night. Amen. I had to go here and there. Amen. I had to drink this and drink that. Hey, come on with Brother Joe. But there come a time, amen, glory to God, when I met somebody. Amen. His name is Jesus. I broke the shackles off and set me free. Glory. He done what I couldn't do myself. Amen. Listen, the first point of salvation is through Jesus Christ by faith. Amen. Why are you preaching this? Ask the Lord if you got questions. Amen. Maybe he'll put it on your heart to witness to somebody about it. Amen. We've come to an age where they try to make everything equal. Amen. I was telling the fella, amen, recently, and a friend of mine I work with, amen, I said, you understand, amen, that the Catholic Church in this country is not like the Catholic Church most of the places around the world? Amen. Ask Brother David Talbert, he'll tell you. While he stood preaching, amen, to several thousand people in the Philippines, amen, the Catholic priest is standing at the back of the congregation cursing him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. In Haiti, they preached from the same pulpit the voodoo witch doctors, amen, plowed forth their jargon from. Amen. Come on with me. It's more than religion. Amen. Here's got to be a change from on high. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, ye are from below. I'm from above. Amen. Except a man, woman, boy, girl is born again from above, they dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. And they will, their life will testify, amen, to who they are and what they are. Hello. Amen. We live in an age and society, amen, that has turned truth and has turned every kind of, amen, common sense upside down and has mocked God. Take a look at it. Amen. We got out there in Texas. Amen. We got a nutcase woman. Amen. Who's amen, put dresses on her little boy and swore he was a girl. He's 7 years old. Amen. Come on with Brother Job. And now she's going to have him chemically castrated. Amen. And try to turn him into a woman with drugs. And the judges. Amen. Most of them chose her side. Amen. Somebody ought to have stood up and said, lock her up. Hello? Amen. Come on with Brother. And they look at me like, oh, you a bigot. Amen. I said, I just guess I'll have to go on being one then. Amen. Because I can tell you, amen, God made, amen, two, amen, sexes, male and female, made he them. Amen to God. And he ain't made another one. And I got a little news for folks. God knows more about what he's doing than man does. Amen. I can't see the next second, but God sees time and eternity. Amen. He knows what He's doing. Amen. We're living in an age that mocks God. Amen. Come on. They tried to change the principles of salvation. Amen. We got folks, amen, that try to tell you, amen, do a little repeat after me, that folks are born again. I can tell you if that's all they got, amen, the devil ain't going to have any problem with them tomorrow. Damn. Come on with me tonight. Amen. I said, the devil ain't going to have any problem out of them folks. If the world's going to get help, Amen. She's going to get help because the church, amen, is committed to Christ. Amen. And has had a born-again experience. Amen. All things are passed away. And all things, amen, are become new. And all things are of God. Amen. It's because God, amen, is dwelling in her. Amen. The Word of God said, amen, it's concerning Jesus Christ, that God was in Him reconciling the world. Amen to God. There is the secret. Christ in you and I. The hope of glory. Amen. I can tell you, folks are getting good and full of God, good and full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I can tell you, they'll say what they said about Paul and Silas. Amen. They that have turned the world upside down have come hither. Amen to God. I can tell you, just a handful of folks, amen, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dedicated to God. Amen. I'm telling you, turning the devil's kingdom upside down, it can still happen today if God can find some folks that'll just follow God's principles. He's the same God. I mean, nowadays these folks got to have jet planes and all this other junk. Amen. They lead 2,000 and 3,000 folks to get up there and tell them they got something when they ain't got anything. Amen. But a bigger blinder on. Amen. When they left and when they got there. Come on. Wells without water. Clouds without rain. Amen to God. Oh, they are reserved. That's what your Bible says. They are reserved unto a punishment. Hello. Come on, Brother Joe. Time somebody said, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, I like what Patrick Henry said, amen, one of those, I know they mock our, amen, our founding fathers, amen, you tell you, you be careful about folks who mock the founding of this nation, amen, they got something bad to tell you, amen, I wouldn't believe one of them, amen, if they stand on a stack of Bibles, how they'd break their neck, amen, if they fell off of it, amen, come on, Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death, amen, glory to God, amen, give me liberty or just go ahead and kill me, amen, oh, come on, Brother Joe. We got folks who like to live in bondage. Hello? Amen. The hogs. Amen. In the time of Legion. Amen. Up on that hillside. They didn't like them devils. Don't cast us out in the deep. Amen. Let us go in that herd of swine up there. What them swine do? They run straight way down that hill off of that cliff out in that water. I know I heard somebody preaching, amen, a sermon where they got it from the devils. Amen, devils can't swim. I want to tell you, they might not swim, but they can sure live in the life of human beings and make a mess out of things. Amen, come on. I remember a time when a church I knew burned a bunch of Barbie dolls. I said, amen, what a bunch of foolish folks. That devil ain't never wanted to live in no Barbie doll. Amen, I tell you what he does want to live in. He wants to live in the hearts, amen, of those parents and those young children. Come on with me. Amen, if you get God like he belongs, you won't have to worry about people wanting what's wrong. Tisha sings that song. My wants been changed. Oh, come on. Amen. If we get what we need from God, amen, what we want changes. What we're hungry after changes. Amen. The Apostle Paul said those things I used to love. Amen. I don't love them things anymore. Amen. Those things that I used to hate, I kind of like them things now. I love them. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If we love God, if we get a good dose of salvation, amen, it'll make all the difference in the world in our life. Amen. Thank God tonight there is a God. Amen. And He has set forth His plan of salvation. He had paid the price to and He hath declared His word. Amen. And this, amen, is the love. Amen. God's love commended unto us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Woo. Amen. I remember several years ago, amen, the guy had that, amen, big revival down there at the Carpenter's Church. Amen. He's all tattooed up. Come on, I mean, didn't have just little tattoos. He had occultic tattoos on his arms. Amen. One of them was the dead Christ. That said he never come off of that cross. Come on. That's an occultic symbol. Amen. Of Satanism. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Said he got them put on there because God told him to. I can tell you he's lying through his teeth. Amen. Come on. They come to find out. Amen. The man's drinking all kind of liquor and living with a woman while he's down there. They think he's the next thing best to God. Where is the discernment, amen, gone in our churches? You know why there's no discernment? Amen. They've forsaken the Word. And they've forsaken the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on. I want to tell you, when you do that, amen, that church at Laodicea was just as blind as they could be. We rich increase with goods, have need of nothing. Amen. And Jesus said, and knowest not that you're wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Amen. My God. He said, I got something for you if you'll have it. Amen. You can buy some gold from me that's been tried in the fire. Amen. It'll make you really rich. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. You just get you some of this gold. It'll set you free. Amen. Oh, I can tell you what else it'll do. Amen. It'll cause you to put on a white robe. Amen. Glory to God. In my robe of white, I will fly away. Amen. One of these days, he ain't coming back after somebody. Amen. That's applying to play with the world. He's coming back after a bride that has made herself ready. Amen. That loves them. Woo! Hey, hallelujah! My! Hallelujah! I feel Him in the house tonight. You can have all you want of God. That's the problem. Nobody's going. They don't want none. They'd rather have that. Amen. That easy religion. Come on, that'll lead you just as square into hell as you can get. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. I don't say somebody has to be as. Amen. As emotional as I am, but I said, you got to have the real thing. Amen. I've knew folks hardly emotional at all. Amen. Brother Russell MacDonald. Amen. Heard Brother Ravenhill preach at Cottage Hill Baptist Church in the late 70s. Amen. Or early 80s, I believe it was. Amen. It was late 70s, early 80s, right along in there. Said he never moved more than 6 feet from the pulpit. Amen. Never raised his voice to any real high level. Amen. But Brother MacDonald said, every word that he spoke burned. Amen. Like a fire. My, I'm telling you, there's a man that prayed. There's a man that didn't care where he's at. He's on God's business. Hello? Amen. Didn't matter who he held. Amen. When you found him on TBN, he's cutting them to the bone. He ain't changed what he believed when he got there. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Stood in a, amen, in an independent Baptist church, counting meeting about 90 miles from here. Amen. Walked to that pulpit. Over on this side's a man that preaches vehemently against the Holy Ghost. Amen. Says it's of the devil. Amen. Brother Ravenhill walks up. Brother Ravenhill don't quite believe in speaking in tongues like we, but he believes in the Holy Ghost. Come on, he did. Amen. He walked to that pulpit, started to read his text. He backed up and looked at that man and said to him in that meeting, you, sir, will never receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. You'll never speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, but your grandchildren will. Whoa, you talk about a word from heaven. Amen. He's not holding the truth and unrighteousness, declaring the counsel of God. Amen. Jude had a short book, but he's come on business. Amen. He said it's time you fight. Amen. For what is right. It's time you stand your ground. I hear he's not the only one. He's in good company. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I am set for the defense of the gospel. Amen. In other words, I'm ready to defend it. Amen. I'm ready to live it. I'm ready to manifest it. And I'm ready to speak with my voice. Woo! Well, I don't know what to say, brother. Amen. I hope nobody knows what to say. Because if you think you know what to say, it'll probably be wrong. Same with me. But if we'll let the Holy Ghost, one of them things that I did say, He'll give you that which you need to speak in that same hour. Amen. He'll give you something to say that cannot be gainsaid. Hello? Hallelujah. I was sitting in a carpenter shop. Amen. Where occasionally we ate lunch years ago. Amen. Over here's a oneness fella. Amen. Back in the back over there is a fella that goes to an independent Baptist church that was raised in a Pentecostal church. Amen. And he is saying that he received the Holy Ghost when he got saved. Amen. And I asked him a few questions to see if he had the initial evidence, and he said no. Amen. And another, the oneness brother asked a question to, amen, provoking. Amen. He know what he's doing. I rebuked him in front of him and said, you know better than that. And I pointed my finger over. Didn't mean to say that, but the Holy Ghost got on me. Pointed my finger at that. Amen, other brother, and said, you know better. His old mother, amen, had the goods. She lived in a house that was hell, but she had God. Come on with me. Woo. Amen. She kept the faith. She knew what it was to walk. Amen. And to walk and talk the talk. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad of my Pentecostal heritage. Amen. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Amen to God. I'm glad I've been raised to know that there is a reality. Come on with Brother Joe. There ain't no money. Amen. No monetary value worth anything near to be compared. Woo! Ooh. Behold, I say unto thee, buy the truth, saith the Lord, and sell it not. For behold, I say unto thee, to them that will sell the truth, thou sold their soul, even as Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of beans. Behold, I say unto thee, to them that will hold fast, I say unto thee, and shall keep my commandments, and hold fast unto my word, thou keep their crown, saith the Lord, and I will give it to them on that day, and not to them only, but to everyone that loveth my appearance, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. There's only one Savior. Amen. Hello, Oprah. Amen. You're telling lies. There's only one Savior. There are many ways to go to heaven. I said, oh, no. I said that book don't say that. There's only one name given among man whereby man must be saved. And that ain't Buddha. That ain't, amen, Confucius. That ain't Muhammad. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. It's Jesus. Amen to God. He, Jesus, said, amen, in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. Oh, listen at him. No man, no matter who you are, what part of the world you live in, amen, what culture you come out of, amen, no man cometh unto the Father except he come by me. Jesus said, I am the door to the sheepfold. If any man will come in, amen, out by me, he'll go in and out, and he'll find green pasture. Ooh. Oh, come on. Amen. I want to walk with him. Amen. David said, the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. He'll lead you down by the green pastures. Amen. He'll lead you by the still waters. Amen. Glory to God. He'll restore your soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. Amen. Oh, come on. That's the word of God. Amen. It'll come on the rod. Amen. Corrects me. The staff. Amen. It'll get me out of the message if I'll take a hold of it. He'll pull you out of miry clay. He'll get you out of the crevices and out of the rocks when you're falling because you got out of line with God. Woo! Thank you. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Oh, you want to make the devil mad? You just follow Christ. Amen. Let him be the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. Amen. And right in the middle of that devil harassing you, amen, he'll set a table and make that devil stand over there and watch. Amen. While, amen, he refreshes you. And then when you get through eating, amen, and supping on the things of God, amen, he said, thou anointest my head, amen. Oh, come on, glory to God, surely.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.